30 trees of various shade and ornamental species are being planted along a residential street in the densely populated Lower Forest Park neighborhood to replace trees that had to be removed because of disease and decay. The tree planting is being done by the volunteer-run nonprofit Regreen Springfield with a donation from Western Massachusetts Electric Company. Massachusetts Congressman Richard Neal was joined at the event by Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno, workers and volunteers, including local high school students.
And this is, again, an example of what can be done with the smallest, perhaps, of changes on a city street, more tree planting. Trees protect us during the summer against the heat, against flooding, and they're very helpful to the whole argument over global warming.
As mayor of Springfield in the 1980s, Neal directed an aggressive tree planting program.
And when you travel the city, you can see them everywhere in their beauty, particularly as we proceed to the season of spring. And also, not to miss the point, when you sit in an urban park that was carefully cut out and designed, the tree planting was extraordinary and how it was all done.
Amid the rebuilding that followed the June 1st, 2011 tornado, the city made urban reforestation a priority. Regreen Springfield was formed to lead the effort to plant new trees. The organization has received more than $1.2 million in grants and donations for tree planting. Rick Harper, an urban forestry specialist at UMass Amherst, is a volunteer with Regreen Springfield.
Well, this is Earth Day, so this is a great opportunity to be greening the environment. We know that trees sequester carbon, they produce oxygen, so they're really a wonderful benefit in terms of their environmental services. And of course, we all know that people love trees, love the flowering benefit of this particular tree, of an Amelanchier. So I think this is a great opportunity. Springfield's planted a lot of trees over the years in response to the tornado a few years ago. So this is one of many events that's taken place.
The U.S. Forest Service is in the second year of a five-year study to measure the impact of the urban reforestation effort in Springfield. Springfield City Forester Ed Casey said more than 4,400 trees were planted in public spaces and another 1,400 trees on private property in the city's tornado-ravaged neighborhoods.
We have done most of the tree belt areas in the tornado zone. What we're doing is kind of expanding out from the center line of the tornadoes and looking at streets that are lacking trees and focusing on those.
Casey said the city is working with WAMECO on an initiative to put the right tree in the right place, meaning trees that won't touch power lines. The tree planting project, started on Earth Day on Wilmont Street, will make for more reliable electric service, according to Bob Coates, Vice President of Electric Field Operations at WAMECO.
You know, trees are the number one cause of outages, and we work very diligently to maintain proper clearance, to trim the trees, to preserve the health of the trees, as well as enhance the system reliability. So if the right trees are in the right place below the lines, there's no impact to the electric infrastructure.
Mayor Sarno praised the partnership between WAMECO and Regreen Springfield. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.